What it is, I'm a team manager of the senior team.
Right.
And we've entered three sevens tournaments this year. We've really one senior player and a few lads who've come through our academy now, and a few players who were in our academy. So I've ended up being team manager of the sevens, and because of the fact our coach of the sevens as well on holiday, it ended up being mainly one of our players who's coach with me assisting him at Celtic, really.
Right. Okay. So first off, could you just tell us a bit more about your club and about RGC themselves?
Yeah, RGC. And you have to excuse my Welsh because it's hopeless. It's Rugby God Bless Cymru, which is really the North Wales regional side.
Okay.
We've been going for a number of years in a number of guises, but for the last 2 years, we have actually been in the Welsh Pyramid League system. 2 years ago, we won Division 1 East. That was our first foray into the leagues, and that was playing against teams, all the rest of whom were from South Wales. And then last year, we rather exceeded our own expectations by coming third in the Welsh Championship.
Fantastic.
Behind Ebervale and Cardiff Met.
Right, brilliant. So the most recent tournament was last weekend at the Scofic Sevens in Lancashire, and you got all the way to the final after a good few performances in the groups and then obviously the semi.
Yeah, I think, obviously we won the group. Hardest game was against Sandbach, who eventually beat us in the final.
Yeah.
Played against Myerscough in the semi-final, and I thought we probably put in our best performance there. We won that one quite convincingly. And then in the final against Sandbach, I think we were leading narrowly at half-time and they ran away with it second half. And I think a mixture of perhaps a little bit of complacency, a bit of naivety, and the fact that Sandbach are a pretty good sevens team, really.
Yeah, I was just going to say next, what were they like to play against Sandbach? Obviously the eventual winners. How were they as a team?
Well, they'd obviously played sevens before.
Yeah.
They're well-drilled, well-coached, had a lot of pace. And I think they're a little bit more savvy than us, in all honesty. So we got no complaints at all. They really were deserved winners.
Brilliant. Well, it was still a fantastic effort to lose into the final as runners-up. And it's your first time at the event itself. How did you find the Scofic Sevens as a Sevens tournament?
I thought it was really well organised, really well run. Everything ran to time, which is a bit of a surprise in Sevens competitions.
Yeah.
And what was really nice about it was the fact it was, there was an elite competition. I don't want to get too carried away about the use of the word elite, but also they had a social competition, and the lads taking part in the social competition really were there for a good day out. So I felt it was it really encapsulated all the best about rugby, really.
Absolutely, and obviously it wasn't ideal sevens weather right at the start, but it was still, as you say, with the other tournaments, not just the elite, it was a great atmosphere throughout the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good atmosphere, and also by the time we got to certainly the final, and I think it was also a semi-final, weather was dramatically improved, and it was actually quite a very nice afternoon. I mean, we drove up from North Wales through thunder, lightning and heavy rain.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's the last thing you want at a sevens tournament. But it wasn't too bad, actually. And what was also nice, the pitches were in great nick. They really were. It was real good playing surface to play sevens on.
And compared to other tournaments that RGC have played either this year or in previous years, how do you think it compared to others that you've played in?
In terms of what, standard or...?
Both, really. Both the standard of rugby that you were playing against and then, as we were talking about, just the general running.
We're by no means seven experts, but I would say the standard at the top end was good. I mean, I thought actually the four teams who got through to the semi-finals, that's Red Panda, Sandbach, ourselves and Myerscough, any of them would have been worthy winners. And it was really, how you played in that particular 15 minutes or so of sevens. They were all four good teams. So I think at the top end, it was good. And certainly, as I say, the social side of it, they seem to be enjoying themselves as well. I witnessed a seven-man driving maul from a line-out, which you don't often see in sevens.
Fantastic. And finally, just for yourselves, RGC as a team, what's left this season with sevens? Is there many other tournaments that you're playing?
We're playing in Chester on Saturday week.
Yeah.
Which we envisage probably being a step up again in terms of standard. And then we actually start pre-season the following week. But as I said, we regarded the Sevens campaign this year really successful as a way of integrating players and looking at new players, etc. And I think we'll certainly be hoping to enter. I mean, we won Caldy a couple of weeks ago. We'll certainly be hoping to enter Caldy, Scottish, and Chester again next year, and perhaps another tournament as well.
Fantastic. Well, again, congratulations on a great tournament, and to be runners-up as well was a fantastic achievement. So thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Just say a big thank you, really, to the organisers of the Scottish tournament, because everything from start to finish, really friendly, welcoming, and really looking forward to going back next year.
Fantastic news.